Hey, what's up? How's it going? I'm Scott Lowe, and you're listening to Walk and Talk, the podcast from Fluency TV that helps you to practice listening and speaking in English wherever you are. But first, I have a question for you. Do you like to shop? Do you like to buy clothes? Well, today we're going to listen to a conversation that happens all the time when you go shopping, and we'll learn a bunch of useful words and phrases. Just like last time, remember to speak out loud. Imagine that we're actually talking to each other in person, me and you, having a chat. Sometimes I will ask you to repeat a phrase after me, and other times, you will be the one to construct the phrase. And whenever it's your turn to speak, you'll hear this sound. Okay, so, are you ready? Let's start by listening to a brief conversation between two people. And if you're not able to understand everything the first time, that's okay. By the end of this class, you will not only be able to understand, but also you'll know how to have similar conversations. Okay, let's hear it.
Excuse me, how much is that t-shirt?
Which one?
The blue and red one.
That shirt is $49.99.
What about the yellow one?
That one is $34.99.
Oh, great. I would like two of those.
And let's listen to that conversation one more time.
Excuse me, how much is that t-shirt?
Which one?
The blue and red one.
That shirt is $49.99.
What about the yellow one?
That one is $34.99.
Oh great, I would like two of those.
Okay, now let's talk about this dialogue. Imagine the situation. A person is in a clothing store and would like to buy a t-shirt. So he goes to one of the workers and says, "Excuse me, how much is that t-shirt?" This little phrase at the beginning is very important, so let's practice. Repeat after me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me is what we say to get someone's attention. So, if you would like to speak to someone, like a worker in a store, also called an attendant or a salesperson, what can you say to get their attention? Excuse me. That's right! Excuse me is a polite way to get someone's attention before asking a question. Let's say it one more time. Excuse me. Nice! The second part of the phrase is a question. It begins with, how much? Which is how we ask about the price of something. Repeat after me. How much? Very good. One more time. How much? Awesome. So, the full question is, how much is that t-shirt? Let's repeat just the last part. That t-shirt. That t-shirt. Notice how the words sound like they are connected. This is because the word that ends in T, and t-shirt begins with the same sound. Let's say it again. That t-shirt. Great job on the pronunciation. Now let's put the two parts of the question together. How do you ask about the price of that t-shirt? How much is that t-shirt? And what do you say to get someone's attention before asking? Excuse me. Fantastic! Now let's put it all together. Repeat after me. Excuse me, how much is that t-shirt? And one more time. Excuse me, how much is that t-shirt? Very good. In the second phrase, the salesperson asks, which one? Let's repeat that. Which one? Which one here means which shirt? There must be many shirts in this store, so to understand what shirt the person is talking about, the salesperson asks, which one? And we can use this phrase anytime there are multiple options. For example, let's say we are in a parking lot, and I ask you, is that your car? Well, you could ask me, which car? Or you could say, which one? That's right! And after this question, our main character will specify the shirt by saying the colors of it. He says, the blue and red one. Again, we use the word one to refer to an object that was already mentioned, just like in the question, which one? We do this to avoid repeating the same word over and over. So, if you're talking about a blue shirt, and I ask you, which one? You say, the blue one. One more time. The blue one. Great! And what if you're talking about a red shirt? What would you say? The red one. The red one. Very good! But in this dialogue, the shirt is blue and red. So, how does the person respond when the attendant asks, which one? The blue and red one. Fabulous! And one more time, the blue and red one. You are too good at this. So now the attendant says the price of the blue and red shirt. So now let's talk a little bit about price. The attendant's answer is, that t-shirt is $49.99. In other words, the price of the t-shirt is $49.99. So let's practice just the first part of the phrase again. That shirt is. That's right! When talking about price, we can use the verbs to cost or to be, like in this example, and both options are perfectly fine. So, we could say, that shirt costs, or we could say, that shirt is. Good! Now, let's talk about the price part. Repeat after me. $49.99. $49.99. That's great! prices in English are pretty simple. You don't need to worry about specifying dollars and cents. We just say the two numbers, and that's it. So, one more time, what is the price of the shirt? $49.99. Excellent. Now, let's put the entire phrase together. When the customer asks about the price of the blue and red shirt, the salesperson says, "That shirt is $49.99. Yep, let's repeat that one more time. That t-shirt is $49.99. Very good. Now let's see what happens next. The customer then says, "What about the yellow one?" This is an interesting phrase, so let's take a closer look, one piece at a time. Repeat after me. What about? What about? What about is a simple way to ask the same question about a different object. For example, this person already asked, "How much is that blue and red shirt?" Now he wants to know about the yellow one. So instead of asking the entire question again about the yellow shirt, he says, "What about the yellow one?" The yellow one. Awesome. Now let's put the whole thing together. What about the yellow one? Nice. So if you asked me, "How much is the black shirt?" and now you want to ask about a yellow shirt, you would say, "What about the yellow one?" Great. Next, the attendant says the price of the yellow t-shirt. That one is $34.99. Let's repeat that first part. That one is... That one is... Remember, if we have already said the name of the object, a t-shirt in this case, we don't have to keep repeating "that t-shirt" over and over. We can say "that one." So, let's say it again. That one is... Great! Now, in the second part of the phrase, he says the price. It is $34.99. But how would we normally say that in spoken English? $34.99. Yep, that's it. Just say the two numbers, nothing complicated about it. One more time. $34.99. Awesome. And now we just have to put it all together. When the customer asks, "What about the yellow one?" the salesperson responds, "That one is $34.99. Great. One last time. That one is $34.99. Very good. Now, after all that, I wonder if the person asking the questions will end up buying a shirt. What do you think? Well, let's find out. After the salesman tells him the price, the potential customer has made his decision and says, "Oh, great, I would like two of those." Repeat after me. "Oh, great." "Oh, great." "Oh, great" is a phrase that we use all the time when we're content with something we have just heard. So, it looks like the person was happy about the price of the shirt. So, he says, "Oh, great." Excellent. Next, he uses another super common English phrase, and it means the same thing as "I want." Can you guess what it is? That's right, "I would like." Repeat after me. "I would like." Very good. One more time. "I would like." And finally, let's go to the third part of this last phrase. Repeat after me. "Two of those." "Two of those." Remember, in this dialogue, we have been referring to that t-shirt. And the plural form of that is those. Those. So the customer asks for two of those. Say it one more time. Two of those. Now let's put it together. "I would like two of those." And now the entire phrase, "Oh, great, I would like two of those." Okay, one last time. Use that voice and speak out loud after me. "Oh, great, I would like two of those." You are a rock star. Now, let's listen to the entire conversation one more time.
"Excuse me, how much is that t-shirt?"
"Which one?"
"The blue and red one."
"That shirt is $49.99.
What about the yellow one?"
"That one is $34.99.
"Oh, great. I would like two of those."
See how much easier it is to understand now? I bet you understood every single word this time. But that's not all. You can also use the words and phrases that we practice today in real-life situations. Getting someone's attention, asking about price, talking specifically about different options. Pretty cool, huh? Now you just have to keep on practicing. And to help you with that, don't forget to download the PDF with extra study material from this lesson. Well, that's it for now. I'll talk to you in the next edition of Walk and Talk.